For WKMS News, I'm Taylor Inman. Researchers at Murray State University have released a pair of studies that found illicit substances in some water sources in far west Kentucky. One study profiled contamination in wastewater and river waters. The other estimated consumption rates during special events, including the total solar eclipse, Independence Day, and the first week of the academic semester. Corey Sharber reports.
Sewage epidemiology is not a term that comes up every day. This somewhat new method of study draws samples of wastewater from treatment plants and water from creeks and streams. Those samples are analyzed in order to detect contaminants and serve as a before and after picture for how the water is treated. Researchers from Murray State University are using sewage epidemiology to determine rates of drug consumption in the West Kentucky region in real time.
This is a relatively new approach that utilizes the level of these illicit drugs in wastewater to back calculate the consumption of all these drugs, you know, different varieties of drugs in community.
That's Dr. Bikram Sabadi, the study's lead author. He's conducted research using this method also in New York. Multiple European countries, including Italy and the UK, also use sewage epidemiology to discover trends in drug abuse. He says the opioid crisis that's been making waves across the country inspired the research.
Lots of the socioeconomic problems in our communities are directly related with this drug consumption. And the conventional estimation of these drugs takes pretty long time. But our technique can give you the data like next day. Within a few hours, we can report the data.
Sabadi's team found their samples contained levels of methamphetamine and amphetamine that contend with some of the highest recorded amounts in the U.S. Sabadi goes as far to say they are the highest in the country. This study focused on the detection of illicit substances. While Sabadi wouldn't reveal the exact locations of the sampling, he says the communities observed varied in their drug use.
What we found is these illicit drugs like cocaine, heroin, methamphetamine, amphetamine, methadone, they were significantly high in one community versus another one.
Sabadi says wastewater samples collected from two treatment plants in western Kentucky revealed that holidays tend to elevate the use of illicit drugs. The study focused on the consumption rates in two communities during special events.
So what we found was a significantly higher concentration of drug consumption during the solar eclipse, during the Independence Day. But we did not find significant difference of all of those drugs in the first week of semester.
Kentucky Department for Environmental Protection spokesperson Lanny Brannick says that thousands of people traveling to the region for the solar eclipse could have contributed to the spike in use.
It was looking at the water during the period of the eclipse. So the question seemed to be, were people in mass in that part of Kentucky where the eclipse was a complete and total eclipse, basically getting high and watching the eclipse?
Brannick says despite the findings, the Kentucky Department for Environmental Protection is not required to monitor illicit substances.
You're looking at something that we don't really test for. It's not our obligation. It's not on our radar necessarily to test for illicit substances in the water.
Caitlin Foppy is a student and assisted with the studies. She says the results from the study should be concerning.
Maybe the drug use is more than what we've been seeing with conventional methods. Nobody wants to see that there's a big drug abuse problem in their communities. You'd like to think that, you know, your communities are safe.
Similar research has found that fish and aquatic ecosystems are affected by the presence of drugs in water. Sabadi says chronic exposure led to reduced reproductive output and induced gene expression that mimics human profiles of people diagnosed with autism.
These drugs were designed to be effective, and they are already there. Every day, it's not one day, 2 days, every day they're in the system. So basically all those aquatic organisms are being chronically exposed to these drugs.
If they are affecting the fish, they could also be affecting humans. The studies were published in Science of the Total Environment. The Murray State researchers plan to expand their sewage epidemiology research towards larger communities outside of the region. I'm Corey Sharber in Murray.